As the closed door hurry up farm bill negotiations were happening this fall, it became clear that commodity versus commodity was a big, big deal inside those closed doors. Congressman Frank Lucas of Oklahoma said repeatedly to us that he wanted to make sure that any farm policy that came out of the deal would work for all parts of the country. But there were commodity groups that clearly were interested in getting theirs, perhaps at the expense of other groups. One ag policy analyst says that American agriculture is too diverse for a one-size-fits-all safety net to work. Dr. Joe Outlaw of Texas A&M commends the top four leaders in the House and Senate Ag Committees for developing a farm bill outline that would have given producers a choice between shallow loss revenue protection and higher target prices.
I don't believe either is wrong. I mean, it's really difficult for you to sit there and say that if this is what the industry wants, that's what they want. What I have the biggest problem with is for certain commodities to say, if rice, for example, we're interested in a target price or price protection program, you know, they shouldn't be allowed to have that.
Dr. Outlaw says he took particular exception to the American Soybean Association President Alan Kemper's claim that target prices
were going to lead to basically 10 million acres of rice being planted nationwide. So suddenly, target price around or reference price around $14 would somehow find a lot of water and financing and land to put all this rice on, and you wouldn't plant something else. So I think it's frankly not very helpful to the process for people to be making those kinds of statements.
While the super committee effort ended up imploding, Outlaw predicts that the draft safety net that primarily Mr. Lucas and Ms. Stabenow put together will ultimately be enacted into law.
It does look like producer's choice, or that term, is going to be used quite a bit, and the process is going to be very, very ugly this coming spring, because not every group is ready to not have just one program.
That's a shot at the American Soybean Association, the corn growers, and the National Association of Wheat Growers, who came together promoting very strongly their ideas of what they wanted to see farm policy to look like. Outlaw sees the regular order farm bill debate in 2012 becoming so toxic that he believes that an extension of current farm law is likely.
I do not expect this process to end this coming year. I expect it to be pushed back into 13, which, for those of you who don't want to give up direct payments so fast, that's your best hope.
Dr. Outlaw serves as co-director of Texas A&M's Ag and Food Policy Center, which has analyzed over 24 safety net options for the next farm bill. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.